A massive water shortage has hit southern Iraq that threatens to leave 2 million Iraqis without electricity or safe drinking water. Power supplies in Iraq's fourth largest city, Nasiriyah, were cut by 50% in August due to rapidly falling levels in the Euphrates River. Civil engineers fear that if river water levels continue to drop, it could force the city's two remaining electric turbines to shut down. These conditions are boosting salt levels in towns on the Persian Gulf near Basra, causing a depletion of drinking water supplies. According to the Guardian newspaper, the water crisis comes after 2 years of severe drought, combined with 6 years of civil conflict and neglect of agricultural lands. It has caused a fall-off in the production of local fruit and vegetables. The crisis has also affected migrant marsh Arabs in southern Iraq, where over 300,000 people have fled the marshes as river water has dried up. This August, more than 8,000 people lined up in a baseball stadium in Inglewood, California, to see volunteer doctors for a health checkup. This was the first healthcare event offered in a major city by the grassroots health organization Remote Area Medical. The group's founder, Ed Brock, noted, "The people came here because they were in pain." According to the American Prospect magazine, the event showcased the little-discussed racial element in the debate over health care reform. Non-whites make up a majority of the 47 million Americans without health coverage. Latinos currently make up the largest uninsured group. In addition to the fact that children born to black women are twice as likely to die in their first year as babies born to white women, blacks are more likely to suffer from chronic diseases like diabetes, cancer, or heart disease, and have less access to state-of-the-art treatment. So far, President Obama has not placed the fight for health care reform in the context of racial equality. Instead, Obama has focused on universal access and cost control. In contrast, the right-wing opponents of health reform have been more than willing to play the race card. An editorial in the conservative Investor's Business Daily labeled Obama's health plan "Affirmative Action on Steroids," a theme picked up by right-wing talk show hosts like Glenn Beck. Fast food worker Antonio de la Cruz was fired from Kentucky Fried Chicken in Chicago this past June because his name and Social Security number were not found on a government database. De la Cruz had worked for KFC for 10 years. According to the news magazine In These Times, Cruz was among 200 immigrant workers fired in Chicago and Madison, Wisconsin, by Yum Brands, a fast food company that owns KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell. The workers had all received no-match letters from the Social Security Administration. 2 years ago, the Bush administration allowed employers to use no-match letters to fire workers who could not resolve the discrepancy between their name and Social Security number within 90 days. But a federal judge struck down the policy, and the Obama administration has let the matter drop. Worker advocates are pressuring Yum Brands restaurants to stop the firings. Leone Jose Bicchieri of the Chicago Workers Collaborative believes Yum Brands is only test marketing its strategy of firing workers with no match letters to gauge public reaction. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Richard Hill.